Hello and welcome to this practice today. I'd like to invite you to settle yourself really, really kindly and compassionately. Take all the support that you need as you lie down, either on your back or on the side of your body. Bolsters, cushions, blankets. Make yourself a comfortable and gentle nest into which you can drop in, be undisturbed. So do make sure you've turned off your phone, closed your door, and intentionally allow yourself this space. It'll be about 30 minutes. Allow yourself this space into which we can practice. You can pause the recording if you need longer to settle and collect whatever you need to make this quiet, calm nest. And when you're ready, lying down in a comfortable, warm and comforted way, you might welcome yourself here with the intention, I am practicing Yoga Nidra. I am here and now. I'm practicing Yoga Nidra, a Yoga Nidra to prepare to dream, to prepare to dream in the winter time. I'm here to practice Yoga Nidra. As you close your eyes, settled, comfortable, and warm, you might sense the space around you. Know where you are. I'm here in this space. Warm, calm, comfortable, practicing Yoga Nidra. I have arrived. I'm settling. You might notice your breath. Breathing in through your nose if you're able to. Breathing in a way that is calm, easeful, and natural. There's nothing for you to do to the breath. Nothing to control. But you might notice how it is. Is it long and deep? Perhaps it's a little shallow and patchy. Perhaps it's even, or perhaps it's a little movable at this time. Simply noticing how it is, with the intention to allow space for the breath to expand. We might notice the sound of the breath. Just as we orientate ourselves in this space, noticing the sounds around us, we might draw our attention in to the sound of the breath moving into the body and releasing out. The gentle sound, like the sound of the ocean, the waves rolling in, and the waves rolling out. You may notice the sensation of the breath as it moves into your body. That rolling wave of movement, noticing where it travels from and to. How it rolls back out again. Again, that movement in the body with the breath. Not moving because we are consciously deciding to move, rather being moved by the breath. So we might notice that we drop into a space of allowing the breath to happen but paying conscious attention to it. Being breathed rather than doing breathing. The breath might naturally find its own rhythm, calm, even, and spacious, as if you were asleep. As if you were asleep, your body heavy and relaxed. We're going to take a little journey around the body now. As I draw your attention to the body, you might use my voice as a guide, allowing yourself your attention to alight lightly, easefully in that part of the body, not holding on to or grasping, just simply moving through the body as I guide you. It may be that you sense a feeling of lightness in each part of the body. Perhaps you might visualize color or light, like a constellation of stars connecting the body as we move around. You may sense a feeling of heaviness, that part of the body relaxing, dropping down. No need to do, simply being held in your kind awareness. We're going to start on the right foot with the big toe, second toe, the third toe, the fourth toe, and the little toe. The space behind the toes, the ball of the right foot, the space around the instep on the little toe side of the foot, the instep, the heel, the back of the right ankle, the calf, the back of the knee, the back of the right thigh, the right buttock, the right side of the hip, the front of the thigh, the knee, the shin, the front of the ankle, and the spaces between the toes from the ankle down to the toes. The whole of the right foot, the right leg, the right hip and buttock. Down to the left side and the left big toe. The second toe, the third toe, the fourth toe and the little toe. The space behind the toes, the ball of the foot, the space around the instep on the little toe side of the foot, the instep, the heel, the back of the ankle, the calf, the back of the left knee, the thigh, the buttock, the hip, the front of the thigh, the knee, the ankle, the space between each toe, running from the front of the ankle down between the toes. The whole of the left foot, the left leg, hip, buttock, both feet, both legs, both sides of the pelvis, the center of the spine from the tailbone, running up the back of the body, the sacrum, the fused bones at the base of the spine, curving into the lumbar spine, the lower spine, rolling up into the middle spine and the space between the shoulder blades, up into the back of the neck and the base of the skull, across to the right collarbone and down to the right thumb, index finger, middle finger, the ring finger and the little finger, the palm of the right hand, the inner wrist, the inner lower arm up to the elbow, the upper arm and the armpit, the back of the shoulder, the back of the upper arm, the elbow, the lower arm, the top of the wrist, the top of the hand, down the fingers to the fingernails, the whole of the right hand, the right arm, the right shoulder, over to the left collarbone and down to the left thumb, the index finger, middle finger, ring finger and the little finger, the palm of the hand, the inner wrist, the inner arm to the elbow, the upper arm to the armpit, the back of the shoulder, the upper arm, the elbow, the back of the lower arm and the wrist, the top of the hand, the fingers, the fingernails, the whole of the left hand and the left arm and the left shoulder, both hands, both arms, both armpits, both shoulders, both collarbones, the space at the heart center, down to the solar plexus at the base of the ribs, down into the deep belly at the navel, and down to the inside of the tailbone, travelling up inside the front of the spine, the front of the sacrum, the front of the lower spine, middle spine, upper spine between the shoulders at the back of the heart, up into the base of the neck, up into the base of the skull, and into the throat, the chin, the jaw, the lower lip, the upper lip, the right cheek and the left cheek, the right ear and the left ear, the right temple and the left temple, the right eyebrow and the left eyebrow, the right eye and the left eye, the space behind your eyes, noticing if there's light or colour or perhaps simply a sense of darkness, emptiness. Just noticing what you see here behind the eyes. Sensing the inside of your skull without moving the eyes. Just sense up behind the forehead, up into the top of your skull, around into the back of your skull, and the space between the back of your eyes, the back of your forehead, and the base of your skull. A space that encloses the busy mind. Can we sense now the space of emptiness, expansiveness, light and colourful or dark and empty, simply noticing. Perhaps noticing a sense that the edges expand, that we can feel and sense beyond the edges of the skull, a sense of vastness, infinity. And into this space we might invite the images that come to the mind. We might visualize as if we sense it in our body, the feeling of walking. We might imagine that we are walking through a quiet forest or woodland, along a gentle path. The path is clear and easeful. There are dry leaves on the path, and you walk slowly, noticing the movement of each foot as it makes contact with the ground. You might feel each foot lifting and landing just ahead of you as you move slowly forwards on this path. You're surrounded by beautiful trees. There's a light wind in the trees. Bird song. You might recognize the sound of the birds and the gentle sound of the wind in the trees as peaceful. You're simply walking through this beautiful woodland, placing one foot calmly in front of the other, feeling the texture of the leaves underfoot. A little crunchy, the smell of the earth, a feeling of solidity of the earth beneath your feet. Your body is warm in your clothes. You feel contented as you walk through the woods. And you can see ahead of you a clearing in the woods, opening up into a large circle. You slowly walk to the centre of the circle, where you sit down. You sit on a bed of warm leaves. You sit and you are comfortable. You feel held by the earth, like the earth is holding you. The earth welcomes you. As you sit, you gently look around and you notice this beautiful clearing, a natural ring of trees. And you know that these trees have been here for a long time. These trees are old, their roots interconnected, intertwined. These trees have an innate wisdom, And as you sit, you can feel your own body as if it were rooting into the ground, plugging in, connecting to the trees. And you are part of this clearing. You are part of this nature. Held within this quiet, calm, welcoming space. You can sense, if not see, around you in this clearing, the feeling of all your ancestors and teachers. You know there's no need to get caught up in the stories of any of these people. They're simply here as your guides, just as the trees. As you root into the earth, as you sit comfortably, you are held by the earth, held in kindness by these elders. You can receive the wisdom from these elders, communicating directly to your heart. You might feel the warmth at your heart as you receive this wisdom. You're drawn to look up to the sky. And as you lift your eyes to the sky, you can see in the gently dimming light the stars shining, a bright, uninterrupted sky full of stars. The constellations throughout time and space. And you feel a lightness in your body, simultaneous to the rootedness that you feel into the earth. You notice that there is a lightness in your body, as if your edges were expanding. And this expansion moves out, reaches out. You can feel yourself expanding, reaching out to each of the stars. And just as the trees and the elders are surrounding you with light and wisdom, so too you connect into the universal wisdom of the stars. And you receive that light pouring back down into your body, into your heart. As you breathe in, you can feel the lightness of the stars drawing into your body and down into your roots. As you breathe out, you can feel the movement up from your roots, up and out of your body and releasing back out to the stars, to the universe. And you can feel that there is this equality, there is this perfect balance between the earth and the stars, and you're held, centered, grounded, heavy and light in the space between. You are equally part of the earth and the stars. And in this beautiful clearing where you sit and you receive this wisdom that you are part of everything. You are not separate from anything. And that you have with you here everything you need. and you feel the warmth of this wisdom and understanding deep within your heart. You might invite in to your heart the wisdom that you need to support you right now. And know that it is received without needing to put it into words. Comforted and comfortable, you lay your body down. And feeling your breath moving through your body, you recognize that you are back in the room and you can feel the back of your body on the earth. Even though you have returned from this space of your imagination, you're here in your room, you can still feel the support of the earth under the back of your feet, your pelvis, the back of your shoulders and your head. Even though the roof is over your head, you can still feel the connection and the lightness, the light of the stars, in your toes, front of your ankles, your legs, your belly, the centre of your heart, your palms, inner arms, armpits, front of the throat, your face, the centre of your forehead, and back to your heart center, this place of perfect balance. And you feel yourself completely here, rooted in the ground, lightness of the stars, feeling your breath like the tides of the sea, rolling in and out. Feeling the elements of earth, water, air, wind, space, in perfect balance within your body. As you notice your breath, the sound of your breath, you might start to notice the sounds in the room around you. And you might acknowledge that this practice of yoga nidra is complete. The practice of yoga nidra is complete, and you have received the body wisdom that you need. And with that wisdom, that intuitive knowing, it comes not from the mind thinking, what should I do? Rather the body moving as it needs. You can start to slowly expand little movements, maybe little wiggles of your toes, your fingers, maybe little movements of your head side to side. Perhaps some natural sighs or yawns come, maybe you stretch out. When when you're ready, you roll over onto your side. Rolling over to the other side when you're ready. And take all the time you need to slowly open your eyes. Come up from your side in your own time, your own rhythm. And come to a comfortable seated position where you might bring your hands to your heart. Bringing with you the wisdom from your practice into whatever you transition to next, with deep gratitude for this practice.